good morning. You know, I don't know what I'd do without my website. The website, my own personal website, thank goodness I have it. Because if it wasn't for that, I think I would have given up on sharing Be Out in the Cottage many, many years ago. I've been in contact with YouTube because well over half of my videos that I've been posting since 2010 are not there. So it's a whole back catalogue of such relevant information. Information about permaculture, about how I started this process, information about no-dig growing, which I've been practicing from 2004. I'm not, you know, late on to this. I was one of the first people on YouTube even talking about it. The website here has quite a good back catalogue, so you can browse on that and, you know, find relevant information. And I always say to people, you know, if you're asking for any kind of advice on how to grow, how to have something like this here at Be Out in the Cottage, then just type in those keywords, followed by Be Out in the Cottage. And whatever I've posted, if it's at all categorised, will show up. Oh, and breathe. I'm actually quite stressed about this. It's sort of the alert system in my head started to go off yesterday when I attempted to put a video up that would be a premiere. Now, I'll explain what a premiere is. When you post a video and set it to be shown to the public at a certain time on a certain day and mark it as premiere, then what happens is there's a live chat comes up when the video starts to show. Just on that one occasion, when the video is showing, first of all, on that time and date, the live chat comes up and you can then chat with those who are watching the video. Now, as soon as the video finishes, the live chat goes off, but you can still see what people have commented about and how I've responded. So I thought to myself, well, this is a really good system, you know. I can try this one out, see how it works, and if it's successful, then I can, you know, do this a lot more often. Because it would be nice to be able to discuss things with you and respond to questions. Although I have to say, too, that's pretty time consuming, and time is never on my side here because I'm forever running to catch up, so to speak, because I am pretty prolific when it comes to posting what I'm doing here at Be Out in the Cottage up on the internet. I mean, I post daily on Twitter, I post daily on Facebook, I post at least once a week, if not two, three, sometimes four or even five times a week on YouTube. I kid you not. Look back over some of those dates. Well, look back as far as you can look back. I've come to the conclusion, the only sensible, logical conclusion as to why YouTube are removing my posts. Number one, they are a host channel in that, you know, yes, they do good work by allowing you to post your videos up there, etc., etc. But also they're a business. Of course they're a business. I understand that. And as a business, they have to have revenue. They have to have money from somewhere. However, the amount of money they take in, I think, is like amazing. Yes, they also pay out to the creators who post videos up. I get that. But for those of us, I sometimes think I'm the only one. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. You can comment here and tell me. But for those very, 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 very few of us who say no to advertising in the cause of being able to promote and show to everyone what is more important than money. And this is something I fundamentally believe in, that all the creative work I do with Mother Earth cannot be monetized. To me, it's almost like an abomination. It's like selling a child. I cannot and I will not do it. Now, thus far, I've actually held out here for 13 years. I've been on YouTube for 13 years. Not one of my videos is monetized. Yes, I could have done with the money. Yes, I could do with the money. Can't we all? But I have what I call my deep, deep integrity. And I also think that if I was to monetize my channel, I wouldn't feel that creative inspiration to share. And you know, creative inspiration is something that wells up inside of you and then just literally boils over. So you just have to create. You have to do something to create something. It's an impossible urge. You can't resist it. If you do try to resist it, it's like being put in a straitjacket. You would just end up losing your mind. That's how I feel about it. You know, I find talking with you like this is actually quite comforting because it does feel private. I know it's not private. I know it's going out to potentially the entire world, though the entire world does not tune in to be out in the cottage. But I do find it comforting. I do find sharing what I do here very, very rewarding. But I do find speaking with you on these little podcasts very comforting. Talking of which, someone commented that yes, they enjoyed the podcast. And thank you. Thank you to all of you who enjoy the podcast and support this channel. By supporting the channel in whatever way you can, it keeps this little light on here. I know it's not much of a light, it's probably only a 20 watt bulb or something, but there is a light here that can assure everyone that the world doesn't have to be the shitty mess much of it appears to be. That Mother Earth is just waiting to embrace your care and attention, and she's so grateful for it. You can hear it, of Margaret is sick. Listen to her. I wake up every morning to this and I feel such an incredible urge to share it. That's actually my first deep feeling that I have in the morning when I open the back door or the front door. I just want to share it. You know? I mean, I'm stood here now just looking at life. Life as it should be. And not this manufactured world of nonsense that's being projected. And I dare say none of those ridiculous videos have ever been taken down by YouTube. No, I wouldn't have thought so. Anyway, lost my track a little bit. You know, you can literally lose yourself in nature. That's very comforting. Just to lose yourself. You don't even have to think of yourself. You become a part of a bigger consciousness. I think that's what people mean. You know, when they talk about ego. I refrain from even showing my face on the internet for years. Those of you who have followed me from the beginning will know this and can testify to it. I resisted for years because I didn't want this to be about ego. I was so fed up looking at thumbnails on YouTube or postings on whatever other platforms, and all I could see was people's big heads leering and sorry if that sounds odd, but that's my take on it. Every great big head that was squashed into a YouTube thumbnail, honestly, I just thought it was ridiculous, you know. But I suppose it's somewhere in this ridiculous sense of being human that we embrace, that glorifies the ego or the sense of self. Same thing, isn't it, I think? So, I'll not lie to you. I will say that trying to find about 50% of my work on YouTube has been upsetting, depressing if I allowed it to sink in, but very upsetting, yeah. And you know the rebel in me, because as you know, I am a rebel. The rebel in me says, oh, just close down all your platforms and walk away. Can I offer you a little piece of advice here? Try never to react to emotionally charged urges that come from a sense of injustice or a sense of anger or a sense of betrayal, because that path is going to lead you into a great big cesspit. cesspit of negative emotions. Oh, gosh. I'm stood up here now by the washing line. The washing line and the hedge. Yeah, I put my washing out yesterday. Left it out overnight. Because it just, let me just smell it. Oh, it smells gorgeous. Oh, that's lovely. There's no chemical compound can do that to clothes. Let me just smell this. This beautiful sheet draped over the hedge. Oh, it's gorgeous. I'll leave them out now until the afternoon when the afternoon sun warms them all up. And now, as usual, I'm coming towards the end of this podcast and I'm thinking to myself, how did I start this? What have I missed out? I know I went off piste. Have I led you down a one-way street? I don't know. But anyway, laughter is a good medicine. Now, there's something that's important. If you're feeling in any way grudgingly towards anything or anyone, or you feel a sense of injustice about something that's happened to you, take a wee bit of time out and either read something or watch something ridiculous that makes you laugh, because then you begin to think about how ridiculous sometimes this man-made construct of a world can be. And it's only when you step into nature, then you step out onto Mother Earth, in a place where you can hear her and feel her, that you realise how ridiculous so much of it is. On that note, I'm going to finish the podcast now. I'm going to take a few photographs of my washing to show you. And I'm going to go in and upload this to my website, where if anything is taken down, it's taken down by moi, not by some corporate conglomerate who's looking at this lady in the west of Ireland and saying, well, that's just not good enough, she's not making any money for us. Actually, I probably make a lot of money for you, YouTube, because when people come onto my platform, they want more. So they go to other platforms and platforms that advertise, as most platforms do. Blessings to you all and have a lovely day. And thank you to those of you who support me. Thank you, most sincerely.